This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. I've been reading from a book called Tourney Time for several weeks now. The Roseau County Museum received a copy of the book from Jim Stordahl for their collection. It tells about 75 years of Minnesota State Hockey Championship games. I've been reading about the lead-up to the 1969 game between Warroad and Edina. I'll read the rest of the description of the game from that book. Edina scoring 22 seconds into the first period on a Rick Fretland breakaway. Warroad rallying for a 2-1 lead by the end of the first. Edina storming ahead 3-2 with two early goals in the second. All of the game's early highlights and wild momentum shifts were reduced to mere afterthoughts when Knutson and Boucher collided against the boards in the most infamous body check in state hockey history. Boucher, on a rush late in the second period, fired a shot on goal that Hastings steered toward the right corner. Boucher chased after the rebound, arriving at the puck a split second before Knutson. Knutson delivered a high, hard hit. The side of Boucher's head slammed off the plexiglass, and the Warroad star slumped to the ice. Boucher was still lying on the ice when Knutson, called for elbowing, headed to the penalty box. Boucher was helped up from the ice but was unable to regain his equilibrium. The ice was permanently tilted. "I'm done," he told Roberts before he was taken to the Met Center's training room for examination. The Warroad coach slammed his fist on top of the boards in disgust and was crying between the second and third periods when interviewed by reporters. Was the hit dirty? A photo taken by an amateur photographer in the stands at the opposite end of the rink shows Knutson's elbow at the level of Boucher's ear. But the Warroad star was already sagging toward the ice. By all accounts, there was a calculated attempt to injure. "His elbow was high, you can see it in the photo," Boucher said, "but I don't think he was trying to knock me out of the game." "You're always going to try your hardest against the other team's number one player," Knutson said. Boucher was taken to Ramsey County Hospital with a ruptured eardrum. Roseau radio announcer Bernie Burgraff broadcasted that Boucher had died, sending the few families left listening back home in Warroad into hysterics. Burgraff quickly amended that call with information that Boucher was indeed still alive and at the hospital. Meanwhile, the Met Center crowd, whipped into even more of a frenzy, aimed its vitriol at Knutson. The boos thundered every time he touched the puck. Edina took a 4-2 lead late in the second on a Tim McGlynn goal, eliciting more jeers. All signs indicated Warroad, like Boucher, was done. But then, junior wing Frank Cron brought Warroad back to life, scoring 21 seconds after McGlynn, and then again with 1:19 left in the second to tie it at 4. Warroad outshot Edina 11-9 in a scoreless third, but the Hornets prevailed 5-4. Warroad outshot Edina 11-9 in a scoreless third, but the Hornets prevailed 5-4 in overtime on a shot through traffic from the point from senior defenseman Skip Thomas. The Hornets celebrated wildly, ignoring the crowd's deafening dissatisfaction with the outcome. An exhausted Krieger handed the championship trophy to Coach Icola like a weary retriever dropping a pheasant at a hunter's feet. The crowd's viciousness drained some of the joy from Knutson. "I didn't mind the fans booing at me during the game," Knutson said. "I kind of understood that. But when they announced my name for the all-tournament team and they still booed, I remember that really upset me." Boucher learned of the game's outcome from his mother that night after being examined and escorted to his hospital room. She said, "The boys lost in overtime," Boucher said. He spent the next 4 days in the hospital where he underwent surgery on his ear and received flowers, stacks of get-well cards, boxes of chocolates, and various other gifts from fans wishing their best. Among the hordes of visitors were Knutson and his father. There were no hard feelings. In contrast to that summer night when he had raced out of Roseau and slipped quietly into Warroad, praying to avoid attention, Boucher was flown home in a private plane and met with a hero's reception. The loss to Edina, the injury, all the disappointment washed away as the high school band played, and what seemed like the entire town offered smiles and support, handshakes and hugs. It was a glorious time for Ward hockey, Boucher wrote in his autobiography. Next week, I'll read the story of what became of Henry's hockey jersey from that night's game. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.